Good evening, everybody. Thank you for coming. Welcome to this meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education. Today is September 23rd, 2013, and the time is 7:34 p.m. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through the annual public notice on January 10, 2013. Faxing to three newspapers designated by the board, posting on the district website and bulletin boards, and faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. Ms. Spitzer, could you please do the roll call?
Mrs. Grant?
Here.
Mrs. Kresty? Mr. Frida?
Present.
Mr. Higgins?
Here.
Mr. Malloy?
Here.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Here.
Mr. McTiernan?
Present.
And Mr. Sturgis?
Here. Mr. Malloy, will you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Certainly. Stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone, for coming. This is the first meeting of the school year, the 2013-2014 school year. I'm glad you could all make it. This is a busy time of year for the teachers, the school staff, the school leaders, and all the parents, us included. So I'm glad you could take the time to come out and see us tonight. On tonight's agenda, we have two executive sessions, one at the very beginning of the meeting and one at the end of the meeting. And for those of you who don't know, an executive session is a time when the board speaks about a matter that's confidential that can't be discussed in public. We'll talk about that a little bit before we go into executive session. The first executive session relates to appointment of a board member. We have a vacant board seat. One of the board members, Michelle Sullivan, moved to Ohio at the end of July, and that seat's vacant. So tonight, the board will go into executive session right in the beginning of the meeting. We'll have a discussion. We'll come out. We'll vote and we'll appoint a board member. That board member, that seat, is through the end of the calendar year, through December 31st, 2013. The remainder of that term, which is another calendar year, will be decided by the elections in November. We have two candidates, Megan Bertarano and Lana Brennan. Thank you for stepping forward to volunteer for a board seat and also for following through and filing the petition to go on the ballot. So, those two members of our community will be on the ballot in November, and whomever wins will serve out the remainder of that that vacant year. The second item we have executive session tonight is to discuss collective bargaining agreements. That'll be at the very end of the meeting. We typically do that so we don't take up your time during the evening. Other highlights tonight, we've had a challenging start to the year with transportation. And it's something we're working hard at, but we're going to have a discussion about that tonight. Dr. Clark will lead that discussion, and members of the Facilities and Finance Committee and Ms. Spitzer, as well as some of our transportation consultants, are here to speak to that, to hear any comments, and to offer some feedback to everybody. Also, tonight we have on our agenda in PNN, we have appointment of a new vice president, vice principal at our Round Valley School. So we're very excited about that. So those are the highlights for the meeting tonight. And without any further ado, I'm going to move forward into the reading of the reason for the executive session. Ms. Spitzer, could you please read that summary?
Whereas while the Senator Byron M. Baer Open Public Meeting Act, NJSA 10:4-6, requires all meetings of the Clinton Township Board of Education to be held in public, NJSA 10:4-12b sets forth nine types of matters that may lawfully be discussed in executive session, i.e. without the public being permitted to attend. And whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined that the following issues are permitted by NJSA 10:4-12b to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during an executive session. Whereas any matter involving the employment, appointment, termination of employment, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance, promotion, or disciplining of any specific prospective public officer or employee or current public officer or employee employed or appointed by the public body, unless all individual employees or appointees who rights could be adversely affected request in writing that such matter or matters be discussed at a public meeting, subject to the balancing of the public's interest in the employee's privacy rights under South Jersey Publishing Company versus New Jersey Expressway Authority 124 NJ478. The employees and nature of the discussion described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality is a discussion of a potential board member candidate. Whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 30 minutes, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session for only the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public at such time as the reason for confidentiality no longer exists. Action may be taken upon return.
Thank you very much, Ms. Spitzer, for reading that. I really do appreciate it. I'm now seeking a motion to move into executive session from a member of the board.
So moved.
By Maria Grant. And a
second.
I heard Michelle Christie.
That's good.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
We're now going into executive session at 7:40 p.m.
Okay. We'll be in executive session for about 30 minutes. We'll get back out here as quickly as we can. We'll appoint a new board member, and then we'll move forward with the meeting, beginning with the report of the superintendent of schools. Thanks, everyone.